Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. I want to introduce you to Aquasana. Remember that name? Aquasana makes home water filtration systems that make drinking water from the tap absolutely delicious. The Aquasana Rhino water filtration system removes 97% of the chlorine from your tap water. And guess what? You will be able to breathe easier because that chlorine evaporates from the shower stream and permeates the air in your home. Did you know that? The Rhino filtration system removes heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, industrial solvents, and a whole lot more. Your family deserves better cooking, better tasting, safe water. And just for listening to me talk about Aquasana, you get 40% off and free shipping on a complete system. Go to the sponsor page right now at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Aquasana button and the complete 1 million gallon Rhino whole house filtration system, that's a mouthful, which usually sells for more than $1,600, is yours for just $978.99. Think about this. You need this. Aquasana. Live healthy. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, the importance of having a will. No matter how large or small your estate, your family will thank you later. NASA has discovered so many planets out there in such a short period of time, there must be intelligent life out in space, right? You'll hear from our expert. You are what you eat. No, really, you are. A nutrition author explains why. Manny the Movie Guide tells you which new movies are worth seeing this weekend. Let's meet the friends. The host of Sweet Life, the podcast. She's very discriminating about what she eats. The producer of this show, Brooke Peterson.
Hey, Phil. I've got a good feeling you won't believe the latest medical treatment coming out of England. Let's just say it's a stinker.
Oh. Sports talk host, mentor, man about town. Loves being here. First time friend on the program. Say hello to Dale Lopes.
Hello, Phil. Hi, Brooke. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'll tell you what, it sure beats doing yard work. I'll tell you that.
If you listen to this show on iTunes, thanks for leaving a comment and a 5-star review. You're helping the show when you do that because the people over at iTunes, they read your comments. They notice your 5-star reviews. And it helps us a whole great deal. And visit the redesigned homepage at philhewlettandfriends.com. Just take a look at it. We're redesigning it, it seems like, every couple of hours now until we get it just right, because we want to make sure that you see that you can hear the entire full-length edition of every show only on our website. And it's there on the first page. But you can also hear bite-sized chunks of the program in podcast form, which you can subscribe to. Or you can listen to them on the website. So it's all very easy and very simple. We like the bite-sized chunks, don't we?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It does depend on what sort of chunk you're going to bite into. Isn't that right, Brooke?
That was brilliant.
Well, don't try this at home, folks.
you're okay, anyway. Okay, so this medical treatment I alluded to in our opening, coming out of England. Apparently, people at the National Health Service in England has announced that it's opening its first ever frozen fecal bank.
Fecal bank?
What?
Fecal bank. It's poop.
Oh, come on.
Oh, pooey.
It's Can you? You're supposed to ingest poop.
Why? Why?
Okay, so they're using this as a very specific treatment for a very specific condition known as Clostridium difficile. And this apparently affects about 13,000 people in England every year. And apparently, according to the U.S. CDC, about 10% of over 65s die within a month of diagnosis. So it's no joke. And it's actually a condition that apparently has a higher mortality rate than breast cancer.
Now, these are the Brits, right? So we've always said that English food is bland and not very tasty. And so this just kind of adds to that palate, doesn't it?
Getting back to the earth, you know, going natural.
Now, apparently, is this just a theory, Brooke, or have they concluded that eating somebody else's crap is going to cure you of your ills?
Well, apparently, for this condition, it has had a really great success rate. Apparently, 94% of the people treated with it with this condition has shown improvement, which is amazing. And apparently, the success is due to introducing microorganisms into the bowel that infection is normally adverse to whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Man, if somebody, a doctor or a mom or whomever, said when I sat down at the dinner table and I said, what's to eat? And a nice plate of human feces was there. I would probably throw a tantrum and I'd be on the floor kicking and screaming. And there's no way I'm going to eat that. Right. I mean, but as a grown,
you might have a different condition, Phil.
What's that?
You might have intermittent explosive disorder.
Say, what?
Intermittent explosive disorder.
That's a thing? It's a real
thing?
That's
a thing now. Yeah. You know, and I'm not sure really if the rise in the prevalence of this kind of tantrum experiencing disorder is new, or if it's just because now we have technology to record everybody's behavior at a drop of a dime. But yeah, so apparently many adults, apparently like 1 in 20, suffer from this disorder where they just have no control over their emotions and they go from 0 to 100 in the blink of an eye.
You're talking about adults.
Adults, yes, where they throw themselves down, they kick and scream and fall on the floor and they might punch somebody or hit a wall or something like that. And then it's over and they have a sense of, you know, relaxation and relief. But there is treatment.
Well, that's good. Why don't we just lock all of these people up? Because I don't have a lot of patience for grown adults acting like 2-year-olds.
Well, you certainly see this on the freeways. That's for
yes.
sure. Road rage. It's nuts.
True.
That's a huge trigger, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow. Of course.
Well,
I mean,
what
even
is the,
I feel that
What
way.
Is the cure? Feces?
I was going to say I'll drink to that, but second thought, I won't.
Apparently it's as simple as therapy and some learning some techniques to self-soothe yourself.
Oh, self-soothe.
Self-soothe.
Yeah. What was that? The Super Bowl. Who was in the Super Bowl there, Dale, the last one? The two teams. You should know this. You're a sports guy.
Yes. Denver, Carolina.
Carolina. The quarterback of Carolina. Young guy.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. He threw a little temper tantrum when his team started losing on the sidelines.
Yeah.
He fell on the ground and kicked a little bit. I don't know if he was screaming, but I remember seeing all kinds of people posted little animated GIFs online about him having his little tantrum. And it was just deplorable from, he's an example. He's supposed to be a leader. And there he is throwing a tantrum. I didn't like it when I saw it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a little it's ugly.
Yeah. But you know what? If the colleges are smart, they're going to look for character in players. But more and more, they're not finding a lot of character in high school, and they've got to look elsewhere. Where are they looking, Dale?
How young is too young? Well, the University of Alabama, you won't believe this. They offered a scholarship to an eighth grader. His name is Jesus Munchado.
All right.
And he's from Florida. He's 6 feet tall, 195 pounds.
In the eighth grade.
In the eighth grade, middle school. So you got universities now that are looking at kids younger and younger. And Alabama wasn't the only school. There's other schools that were looking at this kid, but Alabama actually made a scholarship offer to this young man. And I say young man because he's 6 feet, 195 pounds.
Wow. 6 feet, 100. Yeah. And so he's probably shaving in the eighth grade.
Yeah. He's like that kid in Little League where, you know, you have on your team that or you're playing against him that he's shaving. He's been shaving since the seventh grade. You know?
Is there a downside?
I think, you know, it's the downside, I think. And I played with some guys in high school that were much far superior, stronger, faster. And I think what happens is they just mature at such a young age. They're so far ahead of themselves and their talent that the downside is a lot of these kids, you know, will catch up to them eventually because they're still developing.
Yeah.
But
the
kid at, you know, 6 feet, 195 pounds in the eighth grade is just a beast. I saw some tape on him, and it was just, you know, I can see why Alabama and other schools would be interested.
I suspect, you know, if you think about yourself as an eighth grader, ninth grader, 10th, 11th, 12th, all the changes you went through, the rebellion against your parents and against society, and he may be an excellent football player in the eighth grade, but he may be into dance and singing by the time he's in the 11th grade, right?
Well, Well, some of these kids, you know, they use this, like you said, maybe, you know, they use this as, you know, rebellion because they get into athletics. You know, they take a different path. This is a way for them to express themselves. And they have this size and this gift, and they want to utilize that. And universities are taking notice.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? When you die, will your heirs be in a world of hurt? Just a question for you. I want you to think about this, because if you don't set things up properly when you're alive, and get a will on all of that, you could break your children and whoever else stands to inherit whatever it is you've collected during your living years. We have what you need to know when an expert joins us live coming up in segment two of today's program. And in just a moment, what in the world is sex roulette? But I want to tell you right now about heatandcool.com, America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. They're one of Inc. magazine's fastest growing private companies in America. Heat and Cool specializes in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. Believe me, unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions you may have during the installation or when servicing your system down the road. Orders ship for free to U.S. continental states. Most orders ship the same day. Heat and Cool offers an industry-first, hassle-free, 365-day return on all purchases. So rest easy. Rest assured, Heat and Cool, they're the experts in providing HVAC support for more than 20 years. They'll meet or beat a lower price on an identical in-stock item from any online authorized dealer. Plus, they'll beat that price by 3%. How about that? Some restrictions apply. Click the Heat and Cool button on the sponsor page on our website and make your house livable again. Will you please? Thank you very much. All right. By the way, Cher is 70 years old today. Happy birthday, Cher.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
That's hard to believe.
Does that put things
Seriously.
Into perspective with your life?
Oh, huh? My gosh. Does it ever? Sheesh.
And speaking of, Cher's alive, but Morley Safer is dead.
Oh, I know. I'm so sad about that.
Yeah, but I mean, he lived a wonderful long life, 84 years old. Apparently, he was very, he hated being on television. It made him very uneasy. But the reason I bring this up, because he's been dead for a couple days now, so it's not news that he died. But I'm thinking that this is such an obvious trend that we cannot ignore anymore. You see this so often. Guys, especially in television and radio, work well into their 80s and eventually say, all right, I've had it. I'm done. I got to retire. And then 2 days later, they drop dead and they die.
Mm-hmm.
It happens over and over and over again.
We all need purpose.
Yeah. And here's what I'm worried about. This is Hall of Fame baseball play-by-play announcer Vin Scully's final season. He's officially retiring at the end of this baseball season, and I'm worried that 2 days after he retires, he's gonna drop dead.
That is so hard to believe he's going to retire because we all grew up with this guy.
Yeah, even people that aren't Los Angeles Dodgers fans, you know who Vin Scully
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Totally.
He's done World Series. He's done football.
Golf. Yeah. He's done everything. He's just been an absolute icon, and he is the face of the Dodgers, of course.
By the way, Vin Scully has not died.
No.
Well, after watching the Dodgers the last few games, I'll tell you what.
Now, Brooke, I know you have your finger on the pulse of sexual society.
What?
I heard beating.
I do?
Yeah, and the games people play. And tell me, what in the world is sex roulette?
Sex roulette is the thing that's blowing my mind right now. I just learned about this recently, this morning, actually, when I was doing my research. Sexual roulette is when there's these parties, otherwise known as orgies, these orgies where people come together and one person secretly has HIV.
Aye.
And nobody is allowed to wear a condom.
No way.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
What happened to Naked Sex Twister?
Yeah, totally. I don't think these guys are.
Goodness.
Well, apparently, it's thought to be attended by gay men, at least mostly.
Now, you say they're rich. These are rich parties.
Yeah,
huh?
These are rich. Well, supposedly, these are primarily rich men. Most of them seem to be out of Serbia. A lot of these, apparently, these are fairly common in Serbia and have been around.
Other than the fact they have a lot of money, they've got nothing to live for.
And they just seem to have very little regard for life. But they do say that, a lot of this is, I guess, They feel like they can get away with it because they take a medication, you know, right after, an antiviral, and that's supposed to help protect them just in case. But even then, I guess you'll never know if you are the unlucky one.
Yeah,
but,
that's crazy.
Yeah, totally crazy.
Whatever happened to courting and, you know, dating and let's go out for a drink and have a meal? Whatever happened
to
that?
Does that give you the adrenaline high that apparently this does?
I'll go skydiving. How about skydiving?
Yes. You know?
Not the same. Not the same, I guess.
Get up on a ski lift on your first day before you've had lessons and go all the way up to the top, and you've got to come back down again. That's a rush once you get some speed going.
That's right.
But you're not naked, Phil.
No. naked. Hey, you know, the goal very often when you're dating is to get naked as soon as you possibly can. Isn't that right? Now, people are pretty juiced up about politics right now, and we don't talk a lot of politics here, but I'm going to juxtapose it against getting naked. So maybe it's best to save your crazy opinions about politics for the places where they belong, like my Facebook feed, apparently. According to a new survey, 33% of people say they've had a date ruined because of politics, specifically because the other person started spouting off about their political opinions.
Yes.
And has this happened to you, Brooke?
Yes, it has.
And who was the spouter?
Really?
Were you the spoutee or the...
And I remember this so well because it was kind of shocking. It was actually a double date. So my girlfriend was, you know, part of the other couples, her and me, her boyfriend, and then this guy they were setting me up with, which I appreciate the effort, by the way, but... conversations, you know, got going, and all of a sudden I felt like I was sitting at a table in like some, like in Kentucky or Missouri or Alabama, and I couldn't believe I was shocked.
Such a highfalutin big city girl, aren't you?
I don't know, and I was just really surprised, and I had no idea. I mean, I guess I can be kind of opinionated and passionate about certain issues, not everything political, but certain issues I certainly have, strong opinions about. And I was really shocked that I was listening to my friend say what she was saying. I was like, who are you? Where did you come from? What happened to my friend?
Yeah, well.
And I never saw the guy again, too.
So. How about your friend? Are you still friends with your friend?
Actually, no, but not because of that night.
63% of people say they'll only date someone who sees eye to eye with them politically. So the solution, pick your dates the way you pick your cable news network. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So if you are ultimately going to stand up and if you're going to make a stand politically about one thing or another, maybe you could follow the example Ariana Grande apparently is going to provide for us. And believe me, this follows my train of thought here with the way the stories are going. She's going to take a stand for women, apparently, and this is the kind of stand I can get behind because it involves skin. She told Billboard magazine, quote, if you're going to rave about how sexy a male artist looks with his shirt off and a woman decides to get in her panties or show off her boobies, this is a quote, for a photo shoot, she needs to be treated with the same awe and admiration. Here's another quote. I will say it until I'm an old ass lady with my boobs out at Whole Foods.
What?
I'll be in the produce aisle naked at 95 with a sensible ponytail. One strand of hair left on my head and a Chanel bow. Mark my words.
Wow.
See you there with my 95 dogs.
Oh, good Lord.
It's oddly strange and specific.
Ma'am, please step away from the cucumber.
Holy mackerel.
You know what's crazy about that story? My wife works at Whole Foods.
Oh, she does.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Has she seen these women?
Oh, jeez. And you know what? This has been kind of a sex-themed conversation here. It seems like people are just obsessed and having sex all the time, Brooke. Is that the case, though?
Well, you'd think so. But apparently, there's this study that says, on average, the human being spends all of 0.45% of their life having sex. That's less than 1%.
Wait a minute. How much? Point? Less than 1%?
Less than a half.
Less than a half, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 0.45%.
Well, we're sleeping, we're eating.
To around 117 days over a course of a lifetime versus 30% of your life spent on your butt sitting down somewhere behind a desk or on the couch.
Some people spend a lot of money on their butt. You see the surgeries folks are getting these days?
Well,
that's another story, isn't it?
That is another story.
I don't have time for another story because that's the end of this segment. Coming up in the next segment, man, if you don't have a will yet, what are you doing? You will have a will after you hear an expert tell us why you will have a will. That and a whole lot more, including the Bluetooth tampon. In the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. That's what the Bluetooth tampon, really.
Holy moly.
Coming up. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.